The tale of Jean Jennings is illustrative of the early women computer programmers. She was born on a farm on the outskirts of Atlantis Grove, Missouri, population 104, into a family that had almost no money and deeply valued education. Her father taught in a one-room schoolhouse, where Jean became the star pitcher and lone girl on the softball team. Her mother, though she had dropped out of school in eighth grade, helped tutor algebra and geometry. Jean was the sixth of seven children, all of whom went to college. She attended Northwest Missouri State Teachers College in Maryville, where the tuition was $76 per year. She started out majoring in journalism, but she hated her advisors, so switched to math, which she loved. When she finished in January 1945, her calculus teacher showed her a flyer soliciting women mathematicians to work at the University of Pennsylvania, where women were working as computers, humans who performed routinized math tasks, mainly calculating artillery trajectory tables for the Army. As one of the ads put it, "Wanted, women with degrees in mathematics. Women are being offered scientific and engineering jobs where formerly men were preferred. Now is the time to consider your job in science and engineering. You will find that the slogan there, as elsewhere, is Women Wanted." Jennings, who had never been out of Missouri, applied. When she received a telegram of acceptance, she boarded the midnight Wabash train heading east and arrived at Penn 40 hours later. "Needless to say, they were shocked that I had gotten there so quickly," she recalled. When Jennings showed up in March 1945 at age 20, there were approximately 70 women at Penn working on desktop adding machines and scribbling numbers on huge sheets of paper. Captain Herman Goldstein's wife, Adele, was in charge of recruiting and training. "I'll never forget the first time I saw Adele," Jennings said. She ambled into class with a cigarette dangling from the corner of her mouth, walked over to a table, threw one leg over its corner, and began to lecture in her slightly cleaned-up Brooklyn accent. For Jennings, who had grown up as a spirited tomboy, bristling at the countless instances of sexism she faced, it was a transforming experience.